From the studios of WNAA-FM-HD, welcome to another edition of How You're Living, a show about life with the Funderburks. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the professionals and the guest, and not of WNAA-FM-HD Radio or North Carolina A&T State University. And now, here's your host, Dr. Nanette and Keith Funderburk.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of How You Living, a show about life with the Funderburks. I am Dr. Nanette Funderburk, and I always bring him with me, y'all. He's here again.
Well, hey, at least he is allowing me to ride in the car.
What are you talking about?
She's bringing me with her, so I'm just excited. Yeah. Of course, I'm Keith Funderburk, Dr. Funderburk's husband. And y'all, it's always a privilege to be on the air with my wife. What's up, girl?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Hello. How are you?
Man, I'm just doing good, Look, I'm enjoying this day. It's a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, today, Dr. Funderburk, you know, this is a really interesting topic.
It is.
And so I try to give you a theme name that's topic related. And so today, mm-hmm. I want you to call me Sam.
Now, I'm trying to remember. Were you Sam recently?
No, I don't think I was Sam recently. This is a unique name, you know, because my father-in-law, his middle name was Sam.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. That was your daddy.
Mm-hmm. He is.
But today, in light of our conversation, I want you to call me Sam.
Mm-hmm. And okay, that, Sam.
And so sometimes you might hear other people refer to Sam as a Samuel or Uncle Sam, mm-hmm. but you can just call me Sam.
Okay.
Yeah, cause see,
Sam?
Sam, yeah. Because, see, I want to think about Sam because, you know, I am, Dr. Funderburk, I just watch the news night and day, day and night.
You are a little political junkie.
You know, because I went, you know, when I was in school, mm-hmm. I studied political science.
Yes.
Even when I was in high school and middle school, I always loved current events and looking at how history.
And history, too, because I remember that one time you were like, oh, yeah, this thing, it was just like the what were you talking about? The Bay of Pigs or something that popped up? And I was like, how do you know all those details?
That's right. You know, let's see the Bay of Pigs. It's back there with Cuba and Castro and President Kennedy.
Okay, yes. Okay, sir.
I had to make sure I had to help her out because she didn't know nothing about that.
He did help me out, though. I mean, no, I know about the Bay of Pigs, but he does help me out. So.
But you know, Dr. Funderburk, but you know what, though, really, though, seriously.
Yes.
For some people dealing with all this going on politically, you know, you think about the previous election, you think about all the things that even that's happening right now in the news today.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. You know, there's so much going on that. Well, we got to talk about it.
And, well, some folks say, it can tear your nerves up.
Uh-oh.
So make my nerves bad.
Uh-oh. You need to go somewhere and sit down.
But, you know, really, I mean, when you think about the fear-mongering that has been floating around, when you think about hatred that has been floating around, mm-hmm. when you think about the things that those things can cause, mm-hmm. you know, the fear can cause more fear and anxiety. I can see hopelessness popping up, but the real thing that I see popping up is exhaustion. People are tired.
Yeah.
This is a lot going on. I mean, it's at home. Definitely it's abroad. There's just a lot. Did you know that there were like 40% of people mm-hmm. who were stressed out about just listening to the news and the things that they would find out in the news. And there were even, I think it was something like, was it maybe a 4%? It was a small percentage of that 40% mm-hmm. that had even thought about suicide.
Yes.
Because of the stress of politics.
You know, very recently we were hearing in the news where there was a conservative gentleman, he's with his politics, and he was assassinated or murdered right there on a college campus, right there in Utah. Mm-hmm. And so it can feel very unnerving, makes you a lot of anxiety. You know, you think about your own personal safety. Mm-hmm. But secondly, though, sometimes, you know, it seems as though the politics are just is taking us to another level.
It does. It you really know. Does. I think it's because it feels like it hasn't let up over, I don't know, over several years. It just feels like it's been going and going and going.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, here you go, Dr. Funderburg. Mm-hmm. The real deal is with the rise of social media.
Yes.
And all the different platforms are available. You know, of course, you know, we have 24/7 mm-hmm. News. You mm-hmm. can get it on the radio. You can get it on your tablets. You know, you can get it on any electronic device.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, you really can't escape
mm-hmm.
because it's just right there. And so it's like nonstop coverage.
Yes.
You know, for some people, I know some people when things were going down as it relates to that shooting that happened out in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people, they could not leave the TV.
Right.
They had to stay right there in the midst of what was going on. They needed to see it from start to finish.
Yeah.
And so, Dr. Funderburg, we've got to talk about how is it that politics and what's going on in the political society and even, you know, economics,
mm-hmm.
how, you know, this is really impacting us emotionally.
Oh, yes.
Now, I'm not sure if you're seeing some of this in the sessions that you're having.
Absolutely.
But I know that, I mean, I even read something where it says 1 in 5
mm-hmm.
people, they can't sleep because mm-hmm. of the politics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I want to clarify that stat that I was had to make sure of that I had the right thing. It's from the Newport Institute, and it's a full 40% of Americans identify politics as a significant source of stress mm-hmm. in their lives, and about 5% have actually considered suicide in response to political developments. That was mind-blowing for me.
Yeah, because it's like, I mean, so the politics of the day is causing someone to think of taking their own lives.
Yes. So, you know, the question you asked just a second ago, how do politics impact our emotions? You know, you think about really, let's first of all back up. Mm. We look at this as socio-political stress. So it's not just the politics, mm-hmm. it's the social aspect of politics and how it impacts people. So there can be just those intense feelings, like I was mentioning before, just simply by being exposed to one political event or a particular social conflict or even just hearing these polarized views, which you mentioned social media, mm-hmm. and that is absolutely where you can see a lot or read and see a lot of those polarized views. You have those street corner internet street corner politicians, and they're just right there saying whatever they want to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it feels like, well, how can I get away from this? You might even agree with them, but it's just like, enough already, okay? Can we just go to sleep? Because like you said, 1 in 5 people had lost sleep over this.
Mm-hmm.
So the stress can absolutely impact your mental health. And if you were already having a mental health issue prior to some of these changes that have happened, because remember, you know, what do I always call anxiety and depression?
What is it?
The common colds of mental health, right? Anxiety and depression are the common colds of mental health. So if you had one of those quote unquote colds before all of this started, mm-hmm. and then these things started popping up, it just layered itself onto what you were already feeling. Also, if you were in one of these marginalized groups, and you know, there are a lot of us listening right now who can identify in one of the marginalized groups, and we may have more stress
mm-hmm.
Because of some of these things popping up. So it's just like, whew.
Dr. Funderburg, okay, so think about it like this.
Yes, sir.
You know, very recently, I was hearing, you know, in the black and brown community, there's some anxiety, especially around this whole immigration debate and what's going on for people that are black and brown.
Yes.
And I speak specifically here around my my brown brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their little ones are going to school.
Or not.
Or not going to school. They may not be going to school because the fear that they may be deported. It might be their parents. It might be themselves. But if I go to school, and this is an elementary child, 5, 6, 7 years old, mm-hmm. talking to their teachers, and they have so much anxiety that the teachers are really having to sit down with that child and just talk to them about the fears.
Or some people, you know, are just noticing that certain folks aren't at work anymore.
Right, right.
Because they've been deported, and all of them, you know, are not the criminal, or I can't remember how they've been portrayed, but they're not all those criminals, right?
Right, right.
So just imagine that. But imagine trying to work in that setting and you're not sure who's about to walk through the door. Imagine trying to learn in that setting and you're not sure who's going to walk through the door. And if they do walk through the door, they might take you to some place you've never even been before.
Right. And I tell you what, this is something that causes a lot of anxiety, some depression, and a lot of these things. But mm-hmm. before I continue, Dr. Funderburk, I do want to let everyone know you're listening to How You Living, A Show About Life with the Funderburks. We've got Keith and Dr. Nanette Funderburk.
Mm-hmm.
We're right here on 90.1 FM HD. And y'all, if you got some concerns about your fears and your anxieties, I want to say this a couple of times before we get off the show. 988, right there on your cell phone, Dr. Funderburk.
That's right.
You can call 24/7. You can talk to some folks about how you're feeling.
Because we don't want, so the 988 is the mental health equivalent of 911. And we don't want anybody who would listen to our show, or anybody connected to somebody who would listen to our show. We don't want anybody being in that statistic of people who would actually die by suicide because of politics. That, again, just mind-blowing. So that's what the 988 is for. Use that number anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at any place in the country.
Dr. Funderburk, I just got to spend a little bit of time on what we just talked about as it relates to children.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes as adults, we think children don't have emotions. You know, they may just be, you know, happy, sad, but they, you know, they don't, what they talking about? They don't have any emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But young people have emotions, folks. We have to help them with their understanding of the feelings, because if not, they will continue to express frustration and even more anxiety without even knowing their anxiety. Sometimes when we think about this in conversation with young people, they might be having a bullying experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know right now in the politics, it seems as though people in power may be bullying those that may not have the power. But
mm-hmm.
but guess what? Mm-hmm. This takes place on the yard, on the playgrounds, where these children may have heard grown folks talking. Uh-oh, you're supposed to be hearing grown folks talking. But they do. And so they will come to the playground and they'll bring grown folk conversations to a six-year-old, a five-year-old, and they just don't know what to do, Doc.
And they don't even understand it, really. They're literally just bringing words that they've heard, and they're just kind of putting it out there without proper context, without proper understanding. And what you were saying about the emotions, these kids feel it. It's not a, oh, what do you have to be worried about? Or they're too young to understand.
Mm-hmm.
They may not literally understand all of the politics that are going on, but they can tell that their people, the people who take care of them, the people that their parents are talking to or that their caregivers are talking to, they can tell that those people are frustrated or angry or scared or upset. Kids feel every emotion that we feel.
Mm.
They just don't know how to articulate it and tell you that. So they feel it. But imagine, think about when you have been trying to, somebody standing right there in front of you and you're like, what's their, that is so-and-so right there. What is their name? And it just kind of frustrates you. And you're like, this is going to get on my nerves until I can remember so-and-so's name. But you can't think of the name for that person, even though you know that there is a name. It frustrates you that you can't label that person. Well, so imagine with kids, it's the same thing. You know how with our daughter, we're telling her to not whine, use your words, right? Mm-hmm. And that can be sometimes a little frustrating because for her, it's like, Mama, you know what I'm talking about. Just give me the cup or give me the whatever it is that that she's wanting in the moment. When you don't have a label for something though, but you are feeling it, you can't express it appropriately to someone else so that you can even get help. So these little kids who are feeling anxious, they don't really know how to say anxious. They don't know how to say blah, or I'm feeling blah, I'm feeling melancholy. They don't know how to say those words, but they're just holding those feelings. And they can't even tell their most trusted loved ones about them.
Wow. See, this is so interesting, Dr. Funderburk, because not only is it impacting children, but sometimes as adults, we don't know the real deal of why we're having this anxiety. Mm-hmm. It might be because I'm angry. Mm-hmm. I'm just so mad. For example, sometimes these conversations may take place at the cafeteria, you know, it may be taking place on the elevator. And sometimes I've heard situations, I've been in some situations with my own family where we're sitting at the dinner table, not my immediate family, but we're sitting at the dinner table and we're having different political views that's being expressed. Mm-hmm. And man, some of these conversations can get heated.
They can.
You know, it's actually just because somebody knows you're a Republican or you're a Democrat or you're an independent. There have been some situations where we don't even want to call up so-and-so just because of their political affiliation.
So families are being divided. Mm. Families are being divided.
And y'all, this is huge for Black and Brown America.
Let me also add, there's been a lot of job loss, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I personally know two people who have lost jobs or will be losing a job. One has not fully been laid off yet, but it will happen at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. And so to lose your livelihood in the midst of already being anxious, that's a lot.
It really is.
That's a lot because it can feel like, well, what am I going to do?
Mm. And a lot of these experiences are taking place because of the politics, because of the economy, and it's impacting us at a personal level right down at our own kitchen table, and we're trying to have some very difficult conversations. So, Dr. Funderburk, I got basically two questions before we get out of here.
Okay.
The first question is, how do we know, you know, are there some symptoms? Are there some things that you can, from your professional experience, you know, I know you do see this every day with the patients you work with. What types of symptoms that I might be experiencing, my child or a family member, what kind of things do I need to look for?
So definitely that common cold. Remember what I was talking about, the anxiety and depression, the common colds of mental health. So the symptoms that might pop up with either of those common colds could be the increased worry, not being able to sleep, or the opposite, sleeping too much. Same with eating, not being able to eat or eating too much, you know, so meaning your appetite or your sleep has gone way down, or your appetite or your sleep has gone way up. And so not just you used to eat a lot, you always ate a lot. So make sure that you make that distinction there. Also, there could be, you know, increased substance use. So you are doing that thing that you have done to relax. you're doing that a little more often just to kind of numb yourself, really, because a lot of times that is why people are using substances. They want to numb themselves. So that, you know, what you would drink or what you may have smoked before, it goes up. That,
wow.
And let me also add that sugar and caffeine are drugs too. Okay.
Come on, Dr. Funnenberg. Now look, I thought because I like that chocolate cake, you mm-hmm. know, and I just thought I like chocolate cake. But you're saying just because if I'm eating it more and more and more,
if you've seen it go up, I mean, it can be because a lot of times, you know, I've done that emotional eating sometimes, and I would get the cake just because I wanted the cake, mm-hmm. not because. You know, definitely not because I needed it, and not even really because I was that hungry. I just wanted something that tasted good, something that I knew I liked, something that I knew was going to satisfy me. So that's exactly what happens with that delicious dessert that you love, or that I'm not a coffee drinker, so that frappa latte mocha chaka something that you drink.
Man.
You know, I'm not a coffee drinker, so I can't call those names out.
Talking about frappa latte macata and all them. Man. Okay.
Yeah, those lattes and stuff. Right. I don't like those. So that one is not my issue. But now don't talk to me about that sugar though.
That's right. Because look, we all got issues, y'all. I don't care who it is. Don't let the doctor title fool you. Dr. Funderburg. She got some issues, y'all.
Sir.
Because I know Dr. Funderburg's her favorite dessert.
What's my favorite dessert?
It's apple pie.
Okay, I do like that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. See, I'm going to have to go get some apple pie.
See?
I'm sorry about that, Dr. Funderburg. Okay, again, so thank you all. If you're just joining us, you're listening to How You Living, a show about life with the Funderburgs, Dr. Nanette Funderburg and Keith Funderburg. And y'all, the topics today is dealing with politics and our emotions. All right, Dr. Funderburg, sorry about that apple pie joke.
I know, he interrupted me, y'all. But I did want to talk about the anger, because anger, you know, a lot of times people say, I'm not mad, I'm fine, I'm not mad. And you might not be rageful, but you're irritated.
Mm.
You don't want to talk to anybody.
Right.
And you can't stand that somebody's trying to talk to you. Or it shows up in your driving, you know, why are they going so slow? So anger is absolutely one of the symptoms that could show up. And when we are angry, anger is an emotion that speeds us up. It gives us energy.
Mm.
So meaning you breathe faster,
mm-hmm.
your heart rate goes up, your blood pressure can go up. Depending on how angry you are, even adrenaline can start to flow. Now, all of those things are the same things that happen when if I told you to run down the street and run back, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Those are the same things that would happen, because you can't be breathing slow and run down the street really fast. You need more oxygen to do that, right?
Right, right.
So your body is doing what it would do to run down the street, except you're at the house chilling.
Wow.
You're just trying to read that book. You're trying to get that homework done. You're trying to watch your favorite show, or you're trying to lay down and go to sleep. There is no sleeping when your body is preparing to run a marathon. So you would notice some sleep problems, and maybe you can get to sleep, but maybe you have frequent wake ups during the night.
Wow.
And maybe you wake up and then you go back to sleep, but we need you to be able to sleep through the night. We don't need those frequent wake ups. We need you to get that good restorative sleep, and that's going to help you be able to deal with any of the hits that you might take the next day. But if you're not getting great sleep, then your brain is not as restored. Your brain is not as nourished as it needs to be and replenished as it needs to be to handle the next day. So that impacts how you show up at work. That impacts how you show up with your kids. So now your child you might have gotten a little snippy with your child going to school that next morning when you're dropping them off or getting them ready before they get to the bus or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And now the child is having a bad day.
Wow.
So it's like this can easily, these symptoms can transfer to other people. I'm trying to remember if I've left any off that are super duper important. There are a lot others that I could say.
Yeah, but I can understand though. I mean, you're bringing up a lot of practical things here, mm-hmm. because we're addressing the symptoms. Now, Jess, and I think I've heard you say this on a previous show, mm-hmm. just because you are eating a little bit more, or you are, you know, having increased headaches, just one thing by itself may not necessarily mean, you know, something is going on from a mental wellness perspective.
But, right.
But you're thinking, what, if they have, what, multiple things happening?
Yeah.
That might be when you want to go and talk to somebody.
That's when you want to go and talk to somebody. And thank you for mentioning headaches, because I didn't say that. So if you're recognizing that there are extra, you know, some additional headaches or even stomach aches or just aches, period, mm. that you don't normally have, or you don't normally have as many, those aches can pop up. And those intrusive thoughts, not being able to concentrate, that kind of stuff too. But yes, just having one of these things is not, you know, something where I would say, oh, okay, you're diagnosable. But what you do want to do is pay attention. If one of these is popping up and it has not popped up in the past, that's like a red flag, or maybe it's a pink flag, that you want to just start paying attention or continue to pay attention. Now, if you start noticing thing after thing popping up, mm. and if people start saying things to you like, hey, how you doing, mm. you know,
how you live,
yeah, that might be where you want to pause and say, okay, do I need to just dump some of this stuff that's in my head? Do I need to dump it out? And you'd be amazed, some people really do, a lot of people really do feel better after they simply talk to somebody who's going to let them talk and who's not going to judge them.
Right, right. So, Dr. Funberg, man, we've got about a minute and a half before the show ends.
Oh, wow.
And so this is an exciting topic. It's right now, it's relevant for what's going on across America.
Mm-hmm.
But specifically, I want to leave with, again, as I mentioned earlier, if you're having some thoughts and some feelings, and you're like, man, I just got to talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
988 is the mental health version for 911.
Right.
So the 988, you have an opportunity to talk to someone, express some of these thoughts and feelings, and just kind of get a balance. You know, it's kind of like, again, going to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
but Dr. Funderburg, again, you got about a minute or so.
Okay.
Give us one thing that we can do to where the politics are not impacting our emotions. What you going to tell me?
Really? You said one thing?
You only got a minute. So okay. You got to tell us one thing.
Okay. So I think the thing that's been happening is that we are increasingly divided. So the opposite of that is to seek social connection. Connect with people. Don't just stay in your head. And there are those mature folks out there who can connect with people who don't think like them and have a conversation. And it doesn't mean you have to walk away and agree, but it's just like, hey, if I can express what's going on in my head and you can express what's going on in your head, and maybe drop a nugget for them that they haven't thought about, and maybe you get a nugget that you haven't thought about, that can be of great help. So seeking that social connection and not being isolated. We've got to reduce our isolation, that the division that's going on.
Wow. Again, thank you, Dr. Funderburg. We're talking about politics and our emotions. Dot, you got to take us out of here.
All right. So, you know, if you have any questions, make sure that you are messaging us at WNAA Community.
Oh, Dr. Funderburg, we got a new email.
Oh, my.
That is WNAAFM at ncat.edu. Again, WNAAFM at ncat.edu.
Thanks.
It was a new one.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You're so helpful. I'm going to keep you.
Wow.
Y'all join us again next week on How You Livin', a show about life with the Funderburks.
That wraps up another edition of How You Livin' with the Funderburks. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the professionals and the guests, and not of WNAA FMHD Radio or North Carolina A&T State University. As always, WNAA-FM invites your feedback. So give us a call during normal business hours at 336-334-7936. This program was produced in the studios of 90.1 FM WNAA and is the sole property of WNAA-FM HD and North Carolina A&T State University. No portion of this program may be aired, played, or reproduced without written permission from WNAA-FM HD. Join us again next week for another edition of How You Livin' with the Funderburks on 90.1 FM WNAA.